Cyclone Ila, with wind speeds up to 100 kilometers per hour, unleashed a 4-meter-high tidal surge and flooded low-lying regions. The storm is especially devastating for farmers in both India and Bangladesh who are preparing to harvest rice and other crops. In the Indian state of West Bengal, state officials say several thousand thatched and mud houses have been destroyed. Chief Minister Buddhadeb Bhattacharjee visited a few of the 100 relief camps quickly established. The chief minister says the army has been mobilized to assist with rescue and relief operations in the worst affected areas of West Bengal. He adds military helicopters are dropping food packets. The cyclone came within 50 kilometers of the state capital, Calcutta, where transportation and utility systems were paralyzed. Officials describe it as the worst storm to hit Calcutta in 20 years. But the city is quickly getting back to normal, with a cleanup underway to remove debris, including hundreds of uprooted trees and power poles. Rivers flowed over mud embankments in the Sundarbans Delta, in which the world's largest tiger reserve is located. Conservationists are expressing concern about the fate of 500 tigers, which live in the mangrove forest straddling both sides of the India-Bangladesh border. Most of the human casualties reported are across the border in Bangladesh. Aid agencies say they fear the final death toll will be in the hundreds. Officials there say 500,000 residents of coastal areas were forced by the storm to evacuate their homes. Bangladesh's Army, Navy, and Coast Guard have joined civil servants and volunteers to search for the missing and rescue the marooned, some of whom are standing in water reaching up to their shoulders. The Bay of Bengal is frequently devastated by such storms. Cyclone Sidr in November 2007 left more than 3,000 people dead in Bangladesh. And Cyclone Nargis 1 year ago is estimated to have killed nearly 150,000 Burmese. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.